With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. With many still traveling this holiday season, National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says the forecast for a potent storm affecting much of the country is mixed.
The heavy snow conditions in the plains should be slowly alleviating today, but it'll be very slow. Even when the snow ends, the high winds should keep visibility near zero whiteout conditions for a decent part of today. But for the east, it really shouldn't be getting much worse.
A developing coastal storm will bring a large area of rain to the northeast and the mid-Atlantic tomorrow. An encroaching cold front will bring rain and even some mountain snow along the Pacific Northwest and northern California coast. The Israeli military says it has expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Residents of three camps reported shelling and airstrikes. They are crowded with Palestinians who fled northern Gaza in the early stages of Israel's ground offensive. The camps are built-up towns that hold Palestinians whose families fled or were driven from their homes in what is now Israel during the 1948 war surrounding Israel's independence. According to the Palestinian health minister, more than 20,900 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and children, have been killed since the start of the war. It began after about 1,200 people were killed after Hamas raided southern Israel on October 7th. I'm Norman Hall.
Police said Tuesday they're investigating incidents directed at Colorado Supreme Court justices and providing extra patrols around their homes in Denver following the court's decision to remove Donald Trump from the state's presidential primary ballot. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 159 points, the Nasdaq rose 81. This is SRN News. Two popular evangelists will be doing some traveling in 2024.
Franklin Graham gets started early with a major gospel festival in Mexico City in mid-February. He's scheduled to lead a similar event in Krakow, Poland in April. Graham's son, Will, has a stadium event lined up for Porto, Portugal the same month. Both men are likely to add some international festivals in coming months. Franklin did five of them in 2023. He's also got a lengthy tour of the Southwest U.S. on tap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A number of major abortion cases are expected to be decided by the courts in 2024. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up the question of whether the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the abortion drug mifepristone was appropriate. Women in Idaho, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas are suing over being denied abortions while facing pregnancy complications. This is SRN News. Two lawsuits accuse Nebraska's two largest cities of violating a new state gun law by prohibiting firearms in public places such as parks.
The Liberty Justice Center filed the suits earlier this month, challenging executive orders issued by the mayors of Omaha and Lincoln. State lawmakers in April passed a bill allowing people to carry concealed guns across the state without a permit and without the need to complete a gun safety course. It also overrides stricter firearms laws in cities like Omaha and Lincoln, where officials insist their actions are legal. Rich Thomason reporting.
For better or for worse, a wave of couples saying I do in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve could set a record for the city's busiest wedding day ever. That's because 12/31/23 is known as a specialty date, thanks to the repeating 1-2-3-1-2-3 pattern. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.